to discuss the forum to the end of the day. We'll take questions in the room. I mean, maybe if there's anybody who's on Zoom. Mitch, you want to kick us off?
Sure, Nico. I guess a bit of a frustrating one today. You know, 7 changes from last year to the side. Was it just a little bit, especially, you know, with the back line, with you guys coming in a little bit disorganized at times for you guys?
It felt a bit disorganized, but it shouldn't have been disorganized. We've had 10 weeks of preseason to get ready. To be honest, I feel like it was a slow start in the first half and a slow start in the second half. And then after that slow start, we were already down 2-0. We kind of needed a kick in the butt, and then we started playing well, but a bit too late at that point. But there's no real excuse for people filling in. We've been we've played with that back line in this preseason before, so that can't be an excuse.
Nico, we saw you getting upset a little bit. Is there any how you can share your thoughts with us?
To be honest, it's not upset. It's more just you feel the energy isn't there at that moment. So anything you can do at that point to try to spark something, that's what I was doing. You can't play with emotions, and I try not to play with emotions. So it's more that. It's everything that happens on the field and that you guys see on the field. It's all to try to win. Anger isn't – you can't really play with anger.
Any more questions for Nico? James?
Nico, what did you sort of see on the 2 goals today, both of them sort of similar goals?
Yeah, I mean, again, a bit lackadaisical probably on the left side. Could we be tighter? Who knows? We got to look at it. But it's 2 crosses out from the left side and a free man in the box. Obviously on the second goal, Novak scores. And then on the first one, it's an unlucky deflection from Johnny. And it goes off the wrong side of his head in the back of the net. So that's what I see. But can we be tighter out left, and can we be a bit sharper cleaning up in the middle and picking up?
Any other questions for Nico?
Nico, thanks God you have a good preseason. Otherwise, we'll be probably counting maybe 4-0, 5-0. You got good saves, and thanks to that, we were able to end up with 2-0.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, of course, you're going into Canadian Championship and then seeing Vancouver again, you know, over the next week. Sort of where do you think your head is at regarding the challenge of that and the quick turnaround, as well as sort of where working with the team can improve for those things?
Well, it's a great opportunity to get over of a loss, right? Normally, how I feel personally, and I'm sure a lot of guys in the locker room feel, when you lose, you just want to get another game to try to right the wrong. And Wednesday is going to be a perfect opportunity for that.
Compartmentalizing a little bit. First game, new group, obviously a lot of disappointment, a lot of irritation. But obviously we talked preseason, a lot of older guys here know how to deal with defeats, maybe a little bit better than guys who are younger. So again, the focus is now on, I suppose, what the reaction is like going forward.
Has to be. That the reaction is now the most important, because we failed to get the job done today. And you're right, experience in the tough times will go a long way, and we will see that.
Thomas? Season opener, were there any nerves for you today, and do you think the team was playing with any nerves?
No. It would be nice to say, yeah, because then that's an easy excuse. But there were no nerves. There shouldn't have been any nerves. A lot of those guys on the field, maybe besides Markey, are veterans, have played pro for a long time. So I'm not going to say nerves was a factor.
A couple of guys making their first appearances for the club today. A couple of those guys come off the bench. Clem came on, brought a lot of energy, brought a lot of urgency. So focusing on the positives, happy to see the contributions of a couple of new faces.
Definitely. I thought Clem was excellent when he came on. Even Austin Ricci. Talk about a story, a guy coming back and getting a debut. Didn't know if we were going to see him today, but I thought he was real effective, and he got into the game right away. So good for those guys. But again, as a collective, not good enough.
What's it mean? Obviously, circumstances a little bit different today, but get to where the arm round, got to lead the team today.
Yeah, Roger's the captain. He still is the captain. I was just wearing it today. It would have been nice to lead him out for a win.
Does it mean anything to you? Does it go in the autobiography a little bit when you finally release that as a nice little anecdote, or you know, because of circumstances, do you have to kind of put it to one side and focus on?
No, obviously it's a privilege to always be a captain of the team. I just want to make sure it goes on record that Roger is still the captain of this club. But no, again, when it's your peers that kind of push you to wear the armband or lead them out, however you want to put it, it's an honor. I don't take it lightly. And unfortunately for me, I've had plenty of good leaders. I've played under good leaders, Nick Ledgerwood, Zats, even Josh Piddington in Australia, tons of guys. So they've shown me what leaders can be, and I'm just trying to pick up what they showed me.
Any other questions in the room, Robin?
I have, well, this is the start of your homestand and, you know, a big crowd today, but how important is it to, those next two games, pow-pow against Vancouver twice, to keep the interest of the fans? After the second goal, there was some heckler out there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's commenting and snickering about him, but... to keep the positivity of the hometown sentiment.
For sure, and that's what we want. The crowd was great, and the energy, even when we were losing, it's not a bad thing that they were giving it to us. Maybe we deserved it, but we want all those people that were here today to continue to come, and more people as well. So these next two games at home, it's going to be crucial because we want to convince them that we got a winning team here and we can do something special.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.